I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. People around the world in the late 1950s know this sound as Sputnik, the Soviet satellite that made noise kind of like a strange cricket. This is also one of the sounds of Sputnik, and if this one seems more foreboding, that's exactly the way Americans heard it. Sputnik was the first man-made satellite ever to circumnavigate the Earth. The Soviets launched it in October 1957. They were ecstatic. Americans were stunned and scared. This was during the Cold War. The U.S. hadn't even finished building a satellite of its own, never mind launching one. And just a few weeks before, the Soviets had pulled off a test launch of the first intercontinental ballistic missile. The space race was on. Now, nearly 50 years later, the U.S.-Soviet space race is the subject of a play that's traveling the world. It's called One Small Step. The play was written by the stage door manager at the Oxford Playhouse in England. It premiered in Edinburgh, Scotland, and took off. This past summertime in Oxford, England, I interviewed the actors Oliver Millingham and Robin Hemmings. They take turns playing, in total, 41 characters, including in one scene where Millingham plays President John F. Kennedy giving his historic 1961 State of the Union address, and Hemmings playing a Soviet official listening in.
We are behind, and it will be some time before we catch up.
Got that right. At least he has not committed himself to achieving a goal before the decade is out. Hey.
I believe we should commit ourselves to achieving a goal before the decade is out.
No!
Of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
John Kennedy is chief among the cast of characters in the play. There's also the Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin. In 1941, he became the first man in space. There's Wernher von Braun, the man who built missiles for the German military and then built rockets for the American space program. And there are the iconic American astronauts, as you're about to hear from actor Robin Hemmings. Robin, you must have had to do a lot of studying of the American astronauts.
Oh, all seven of them. Should we do that a little bit? Robin might now inadvertently offend seven astronauts, but I'm sure they'll understand.
As Wernher von Braun, I shall introduce to you my Mercury 7. Scott Carpenter.
Hello.
Virgil I. Grissom.
Call me Gus. I hate Virgil.
Gordon Cooper.
Good evening.
Walter Shearer.
Hi there.
John Glenn.
Lieutenant Glenn, reporting for duty, sir.
Alan Shepard.
Hey, how you doing? It's Big Al Shepard here.
And Donald K. Deke Slayton.
Yo.
Now, that dialogue came from the depths of the actors' minds, but most of what you hear in One Small Step is real, the history and the script. The rest is left up to your imagination and the actors.
When I walked into the rehearsal space, which was an empty room, and I thought, how are we going to do this?
Well, they do it with the objects a couple of kids might find in their grandpa's attic. In the hands of these two actors on stage, the mundane becomes the stuff of the space age. Big cardboard boxes, tattered leather luggage, a 50s-style AM Bakelite radio. The actors mainly play two energy-buzzed boys with good imaginations in a room full of junk.
The first stage direction was using a beach ball to become Sputnik the satellite. And from that, I think the rest of the play would continue along this same theme of using ordinary objects to become something more magical. For example, a tomato, a tomato ketchup dispenser, which we use in the show to perform a bit of shadow puppetry. One day we were rehearsing, and the director Toby was playing with it, and he unscrewed the top and held it up and said, "This looks quite like a rocket." And then the piece of shadow puppetry involving a paper plate and the tomato top became the Apollo 8 astronauts orbiting the moon.
It did look like a rocket. And when the actors put white plastic pails on their heads and lowered the wire handle to their chins, the pails sort of looked like space helmets. This play is a romp through the Cold War space race. It's about competition between arch rivals and the soaring achievement of astronauts and cosmonauts until tragedy strikes. That was in 1967. In the United States, a fire erupted during a routine simulated flight test for the Apollo mission. Astronauts Gus Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee couldn't escape the blaze. Then, 3 months later, a Soviet fighter pilot and cosmonaut named Vladimir Komarov was sent into space. It was his second time. He was a pro. All was going well until the capsule was re-entering the Earth's orbit and the lines of the parachute got tangled at 23,000 feet above the Earth. Komarov became the first person to die during a space flight.
And then cue sad music. And then you have a few seconds, maybe about 20 seconds, of seeing him contemplating his fate as he's plummeting towards the Earth. And then he sort of pulls himself together and takes this paper cup that has been his mask, and it turns into a glass of vodka. And he stiffens up, takes a shot, and then throws the cup over his shoulder, at which instant that cup suddenly becomes the capsule plummeting to Earth. And over the course of the next 20 seconds, we slowly bring the cup down to my left hand and sits there. There's a beat. And then...
on this small stage, you've just let yourself believe that a beach ball is a Soviet satellite and that a cardboard tube is really a rocket. So it's not that far a stretch to see a paper cup get slammed into someone's palm and summon a deep sadness for a cosmonaut who crashed into the ocean. The play One Small Step has toured in the United States, the Middle East, Australia, even Tunisia. Later this month, it moves on to China and India.